Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
China is chief among countries that fail to recognize the crucial nature of religious freedom, said Chairman of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, or USERF, Dr. Tenzin Dorji.
In China, you know, they put all the restrictions you can ever imagine on all religious minorities, whether these are Muslims from Xinjiang, Uyghurs, or the Tibetan Buddhists in Tibet, or the Christians, or the Falun Gong, and others.
USERF monitors religious freedom abroad and makes policy recommendations to the President of the United States. As part of its commission's Religious Prisoners of Conscience project, which highlights individuals imprisoned for exercising their freedom of religion or belief, each of the 10 commissioners advocates for specific individuals targeted for their faith. Both of Dr. Dorji's prisoners of conscience are victims of China's draconian policies. Gulmira Aiman, a Uyghur Muslim and former web administrator for the Uyghur language website Salkin, was accused by the Chinese government of organizing protests and leaking state secrets by phone to her husband in Norway. On April 1, 2010, she was sentenced to life in prison. Dr. Dorji also sponsors the 11th Panchen Lama. After the 10th Panchen Lama died under mysterious circumstances in China, the Dalai Lama in 1995 recognized then 6-year-old Gedan Choki Nima as the 11th Panchen Lama. 3 days later, the boy and his family were abducted, said Dr. Dorji.
Chinese knew that Dalai Lama is in advanced age. When he passes away, usually the Panchen Lama would be much older, and he would play a key role in finding and recognizing him. And so they abducted the real Panchen Lama and family, and then they appointed their own candidate called Tenzin Norbu and groomed him as the real Panchen Lama and showcased across the world.
Dr. Dorji said that the Chinese government responds with shallow platitudes to the commission's inquiries regarding Gedan Choki Nima. China has declared war on faith, said Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom Samuel Brownback. And to this we say to China, do not be mistaken. You will not win your war on faith. This will have consequences on your standing at home and around the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.